Our first scripture reading this morning is from Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 50, verses 4 to 9a. And this can be found on page 681 of the Hebrew scripture, and then the front part of your Bible. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning, he wakens my ear, to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who are my adversaries? Let them comfort me. It is the Lord God who helps me, who will declare me guilty. The second reading is from the New Testament. From the book of Philippians. How do you pronounce that?
Philippians.
I always get that wrong. I don't know why. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. And this can be found on page 197 of your pew Bible. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness and being found in human form. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
And the Palm Sunday story today, as I mentioned, comes to us from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 19, starting with the 28th verse. You may find it on page 83 of the New Testament. After he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt on who has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this: 'The Lord needs it.' So those who were sent departed and found it as it had been told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They said, 'The Lord needs it.' And then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the ground. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, order your disciples to stop.' And he answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out.'" I'm going to go on a little bit more. "And as he came near, he saw the city, and he wept over it, saying, 'If you, even you, had only recognized on this day the things that make for peace. But now, they are hidden from your eyes. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.